The first reading, which clearly is about Moses in its context, it says regarding God that he gave to Moses the commandments, the law of life and understanding. That's the point that we have to consider. Sometimes people look at the commandments of God in a very negative way. We know that the various laws of God, the 613 laws of the Jewish people, those were put on because of their disobedience. Every time they were disobedient, they got more laws slapped on them because they basically needed the boundaries to be more and more tight. But we need to see things in a positive way. God is not negative. God is not opposed to us. And so everything with God is something good and is something positive. And so even though the commandments will say things like thou shalt not, it is all for our good. So again, when we hear in the reading that they are the law of life and understanding, it is a matter of trying to go deeper and deeper, because if all we do is look at the surface of the laws of God, it's not going to get us very far. We have to ask ourselves, why would God say this? Why would he ask us to do this or not to do that? Ultimately, it's all for our own good. Now, we can just look at them as rules and we can follow them, and that will be still for our good. But that's just keeping things on the surface. That's not what the Lord desires. He isn't looking for us to just remain on the surface. God wants us to go deep. He wants us to be truly holy. And if we're going to be holy, we need to go deep within ourselves in order to go deep within God. So it's not a matter of navel gazing and seeing how much we can understand our own self. That's not going to get us anywhere. It's a matter of going deeper and deeper into the mystery of God himself. And so the commandments of God give us insight into these mysteries. Obviously, we're never going to know God fully. He is infinite. And for the rest of eternity, when we are looking directly at God face to face, we will still have infinitely more that we can gain. Never will we come to the end, and no matter how much we are able to understand, there is infinitely more, always, and it will never be anything other. So it's not a matter that we're going to be able to get it all, but it's a matter that as we try to conform ourselves more and more to God, in whose image and likeness we are created, the more that we are going to become the people that he created us to be. So if God is life, and God is truth, and God is love, then the more that we are conformed to God, the more that we're going to have the life that God desires us to have. The more that we are conformed to God, the more that we are going to be conformed to the truth. The truth will set us free, Jesus said. The more that we are conformed to God, the more that we are going to be conformed to charity. Charity is the only thing that is going to remain for eternity. And so we want to grow as much here as we can in charity so that we can love as much as we can for the rest of eternity. So looking at the commandments of God, if these are the laws of life and love, then it's only to our benefit to be able to look deeper into them, because they are reflections of the will of God for us. And if God wills only the very best for us, which is what he does, then these are for our good. The more that we can go deeper and deeper into the mystery of God, as shown through all of the things that he has revealed, the more that we can understand him, the more that we understand ourselves. We are a mystery to ourselves. In fact, it's worse than that. The prophet Jeremiah, in one of my favorite little verses in scripture, says, more tortuous than all else is the human heart. beyond understanding, who can endure it? Wow. So if that's the reality, and that's exactly what God has revealed through his prophet, then we need to do something to get the heart turned the other way. We need to get it conformed to God. That's what our lives are all about. It is conformity to the Lord. If we're made in his image and likeness, then the only way we're going to find the freedom that we're desiring is to conform ourselves to him. The devil, remember, tries to mess with our minds and tries to tell us that freedom is basically license. That freedom means I can do anything that I want and no one can tell me any different. That's not freedom at all. In fact, it is slavery. It is slavery to sin. The freedom that God wants for us is the freedom of the children of God, to live the way that we were created to live. And if we can do that, it is the only thing that will actually fulfill us, which is exactly what everybody in the world is looking for. And as I keep pointing out, if you look in your garage, your attic, and your basement, and your storage places that you've rented to be able to store up all your junk that you couldn't live without, it's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find something that's going to fulfill. There's only one who can fulfill, and that is the Lord. And so if we can conform ourselves to him, if we can open our hearts to be able to allow them to be transformed, we're going to find the fulfillment. We're going to find the peace. We're going to find the joy. We're going to find everything that we desire. It's an amazing thing. I mean, as we celebrate the feast of an abbot, if you've ever had the opportunity to go to a truly good monastery, I mean, there are lots of them that aren't too impressive these days, but if you've had the opportunity to go to a monastery where they're truly praying and they're doing what they're supposed to do, I can guarantee you, you haven't met anybody who is more joyful, nor have you met anybody who has deeper insight into humanity, because they have deeper insight into God. They are at peace. They are filled with joy. It is a wonderful thing. Lots of these people aren't educated. It's not that, oh, they went to school and got all this understanding and they get it. No, no, no. They went to the school, which is God himself. They went deeper and deeper into prayer and came up with these insights. Not came up with on their own. They were given these insights. And they could apply that then to themselves and to everyone else. It is the wisdom that comes from the experience of knowing God in prayer. And that is not just for people in monasteries. It may be easier for them because their life is established in a very orderly way and silence is the way of life. That's something every one of us can work on. Certainly try and get some order in your life, but obviously, when you're living in the world, it's not like in a monastery. But we can all strive at least for greater silence. Turn the noise off. You can't hear God if your life is filled with noise. So again, remember the old saying. I mean, they knew this back centuries ago. And they said, where there is noise, there is Satan. And where there is silence, there is God. Well, how many of us have filled our lives with silence? Right. So where there is noise, there is Satan. So if we want to be able to go deeper, if we want that conformity, that peace, that joy, that understanding, all that comes from all of this, we need to pray and we need to be quiet. That's the beauty. It is totally foreign to most of us. And so it's difficult initially. We're attached to these things. Our senses want it. So we try and turn it off and we have to go through withdrawal, literally. But once you can get through the withdrawal and you start getting used to the silence, just long for it. And then when you hear the canned noise, which is what it is coming out of all of these things, you can't stand it. It's fake. The only one that you want is the voice that's real. And when you know the Lord, then you can know yourself, and you can therefore know the people around you, and you can love Him, and you can love the people around you. And isn't that what this is all supposed to be about? That's what's going to bring the fulfillment, the peace, the joy, and all the other things. Not any of the junk that we filled our lives with, because it should be pretty obvious to every one of us by now, it doesn't work. But there's only one thing that does. Look at the people who have done exactly what Jesus said. They gave up everything, they followed Him. They've got the peace. They've got the joy. They've got the insight. All the things that we desire. The ones that we look at and say, boy, they're kind of weird, aren't they, doing that? No, we're the ones that are weird doing what we're doing. What do they say the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome? If I buy more stuff, if I have more noise, if I've got more junk, then I will find what I'm looking for. It isn't going to work. But one thing has proven itself throughout history, and it will continue to prove itself. That is union with the Lord in the love of our hearts, having the silence so that we can be united with Him and remain at peace with Him. That's where the wisdom comes from. That's where the insight comes from. That's where the joy and the peace come from. That's what it is that we all desire. If you want that fulfillment, and if you want to love the people around you more, then love God more. Turn to Him. Allow Him to conform your hearts to Him. And in so doing, you will become the person He created you to be.